Butch come in, and you had good neighbors, and if anybody got sick, the neighbors would go. There was no hospitals and a setup and help take care of them,
Yeah, it sounds like it.
and then they'd.
You would have loved this. At seed time this past week, they did a thing. Some women off of Cowan at the community center did a little play where they were talking about, they told stories about the good old, like when they were growing up, and about the midwives who'd come and games they would play. And it was a really sweet play. Carol Ann Eisen was in it, and Nell Fields.
And I had your great grandma, I guess, Siller. She was a midwife, and I had her with both of my children.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I've
Yeah.
seen her pictures. She seemed like a sweet little woman.
She was.
Yeah. God.
She knowed what she was doing.
That's great. Yeah.
Everybody loves Siller.
Yeah. Their
And
house is
she
beautiful.
was so good around sickness. If anybody got sick, she'd go and help out. People helped each other back then.
Yeah.
We didn't have no hospitals, and you didn't get a doctor unless it was life and death. Most time they died before you got one. And she could, know how to do things.
Yeah, I know. I love hearing those stories. All right, well, the first thing I have to do is read this statement telling you about my project. So I'll say the key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut in southern Appalachia. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available to the public for further use to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut tree in the culture. So then I have to say, have you signed the participant identification and release agreements? Those are those things you just signed. So,
I
yes.
signed it, I reckon.
Perfect. All right, so what I like to start out with was, will you just tell me your name, when you're born, where you grew up, like you're describing it to someone you've never met who doesn't know the area.
Well, I was born August 16, 1920, on Cotton Patch Branch, a little branch that emptied into the Canumcom Creek. Up in the, holler, they all emptied out into the main creek. Didn't too many people live down on the creek. And then when I growed up there and went to that little two-room schoolhouse, and when I got out of school, I was a fast learner. I loved to read, and I got my first 8th grade diploma when I was there, when I was 10 year old, and I was so little I couldn't even comb my hair nor nothing. And I went 2 more years. I went till I was 13 over there, and then I went to Whitesburg and walked across that big hill, and they give us ticket books to ride the train. Didn't have buses, and then when they put the buses on, I rode the bus. But I walked across that hill, and most of the time, the way they run, they just had 2 or 3. I'd have to leave home before daylight, and I'd bring me a light, and when I'd go back, it'd be so late, I'd have to get my light across the hill going back, and had that big hill to cross.
Wow. So you got your high school diploma up there? God, that's great. I know Granny wished she could have gone, but she didn't get to go up. So she did eighth grade. She went to the eighth grade twice since she couldn't go to
I
high
went
school.
3 years before I got to go, because I got my first diploma when I was 10.
Wow, that's
I
amazing.
got through. They let you go then just as long, till you learned it, and then you could maybe go. Well, in 4 years, I had my first diploma. Wow. I started when I was 7 and 11. I got my first diploma, and then I got one when I was 12 and one when I was 13. And when I was 13, I started high school. Wow. And I got my high school diploma when I was 17. And then finished out my education with that. I married when I was 18. That's the best school I ever went to.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. So my first question is, do you remember the chestnut yourself? And what do you remember about the chestnut?
Well, we had chestnut trees before the blight come in. And when my daddy cleared the ground, you know, to farm, it was covered with chestnut trees, and he sifted out about an acre of these chestnut trees for our use. And when they would get ready and start falling, we would get our sacks and buckets and stuff, and the men would get up in the trees with big poles, and they'd thrash them out, and we'd pick them up, you know. And we'd get them in them sacks and take them and hang them in a empty, it had been a chicken house, but just an empty house. And you hardly ever at that time would find a chestnut. It had a worm in it. You know, that they hadn't come in so bad. And we would get all of our chestnuts. And then when the hickory nuts come in, Pap left big hickory nut trees, and he'd thrash them, and we'd get sacks of hickory nuts, you know, and sack them up and hang them out there in that empty chicken house. Wow. That's the way we lived.
So
it was simple, but it was a good life.
I believe that.
And
did you, when your parents were growing up, did they ever tell you, or did your parents ever tell you stories about when they were growing up about chestnut trees? Did they use them?
Well, they wasn't nothing wrong as they growed up. The blight hadn't come in here. Mm-hmm. It didn't come in here, I don't guess, till after we married, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when it come in, the chestnut trees all died. But them that he ordered now, them big ones, they didn't take that blight. They was still there. And they'd fall of the night. The tree was right, her kitchen was off from the main house, and them chestnuts would fall, and we'd pick them up, and while they got breakfast, we'd put a hole in them and lay them on the stove, you know, and let them bake. Oh.
So would you eat them? How did you eat the chestnuts? Did you just eat them plain?
Raw, yeah. We don't buy chestnuts much. We don't care that much about them. Mm-hmm. And we had walnuts, and we had, we called them hazelnuts, them hazelnuts, and hickory nuts. Had all kinds of nuts.
Were there more chestnuts than the other kinds of nuts, or did you prefer one to the other? Or?
No, we just gather ever what we had and eat what we wanted when we wanted them.
Did you ever cook chestnuts into any food or anything, or you always just ate them raw?
Just ate them, or we would, you know, boil them, or we'd boil a lot of them. They had them old heavy cast iron teakettles, them old black ones, and we just fill one of them near the full and put water in it, set on the grate, you know, and let them boil. Mm-hmm. And
would you eat them for, did you eat them in the morning or in the evening?
Just whenever I wanted them.
Okay. So it was kind of like a snack you would supplement your diet with?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Generally, you know, after, in the evening was most of the time when you would eat stuff like that. And we all us had big orchards, and he made him a big apple house. He was a big farmer. And we'd put up about 225 bushel of apples every fall in that apple house. Yeah. Eat on all winter. We'd have them sometimes. When the June apples would come in, we'd still have apples. We never did can no apples when we can. And as we emptied our jars, we'd fill them back with apples.
Wow, golly.
They didn't waste nothing. We live peddling. Mommy peddled to the coal camps up at Marlow and Bellcraft on a mule. And she'd sell milk and butter and all of the garden stuff and apples and just ever what you have, you could have sold anything.
Did she ever peddle chestnuts?
No, not that. We just gathered them in, sack them up, and put them out there in that empty building. And when we wanted them, we'd go out there and get a cupful, you know, and eat them.
Describe to me what the chestnut looked like when it was growing in the wild like that.
It was just like the others, only it was smaller, and they was sweeter. They didn't taste like these you buy. They was a real sweet nut. But they didn't grow too big, them wilds.
Okay. Well, did you know of anybody who would ever, some people would used to sell or trade chestnuts at the store for things or put them on a train and send them places. Did anybody do that around here?
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't remember nothing like that.
Okay. Were there any spots where the chestnuts would grow more than other spots?
Well, now, I don't know about that, but they was all over the place up at their place, but now in this hollow where Clarence lived, they didn't have too many chestnut trees. They was one or two, it was out from where we lived out there, it was wild, you know.
Can you remember can you describe what they looked like or how they smelled, or the trees themselves, not just the nuts?
Did it what?
Can you describe for me what the trees looked like in the forest? Were they bigger than other trees? Or
no, they were smaller, most of them. But then, now sometimes if they was kind of out by themselves, they was big trees. But if they're just out in the woods, you know, they didn't get too big. And then when they went to logging, the chestnut trees, and pretty soon there wasn't many left.
Why did they like to log the chestnut trees?
Huh?
Why did they log more chestnut than other?
Well, they just log whatever was ready. Everything. We had a lot of. Well, when he cleared his ground up in Cotton Patch, he accepted out, I guess, an acre or more just for his chestnut trees. And we all us had plenty of chestnuts, and then he ordered some of them big ones and set them out down there around our house where we could get them.
Did he do that just with chestnuts or with other trees too, or was that, did he mostly just set them out or save the chestnut trees?
He must have bought them. I don't know, but you could plant them, you know, and they'd come up.
So those might have been the foreign kind.
Them big ones.
Yeah, those are the Chinese, I think.
Yeah. They was great big chestnuts. We just had one big tree of them, and he'd bought that tree.
Was that after the blight?
No. It was before the blight, but then the blight hurt it. But last time we was up in there, they was part limbs on it, still a living. It was right down close to the house.
Wow.
But all the rest of them was gone, you know. They died out.
Do you remember ever getting, or anybody ever getting pricked by those burrs?
Ever what?
The burrs around the chest, the actual nuts, those prickly burrs.
Yeah, them old burrs.
Do you remember anybody ever getting pricked by those, or you getting pricked by them?
No.
No.
But if you stepped on one of them, boy, that stuck in your feet, you couldn't never hardly get all the, you know, them spines out. We was awful careful about that.
Did you ever feed them to any of your animals? Or?
No, we didn't have that many.
Were there any animals that liked to eat them?
Hogs. They'd eat everyone they could get to. They was crazy over chestnuts. And we'd have to, when we was getting them in the little chestnut orchard, you'd have to go at daylight to beat the hogs. Or they'd get there and get them. Or if you went and thrashed them out with something to pick them up, some of us would have to keep the hogs, you know, shoot off, for they would go in and get them. They loved them.
Did your hogs just run around wild?
No. You could let them run wild, but we owned a lot of land, and it was fenced, and he'd just turn them loose in the pasture.
Did any other kind of livestock eat chestnuts too, or just?
I don't know if any other thing would eat a chestnut besides hogs.
Okay. Do you remember any buildings being built with chestnut lumber, or was your house made of chestnut? Do you know anything like that?
No, I don't know what. It was an old house. It was one room log house to start with. Pap was married twice, and they lived in that little one-room house and cooked on the fire. That's all anybody done at that time. And then when she died, when Mommy come up there, Pap built two more rooms, a great big one on one end, a little room on the other, and then he built a kitchen off from the house. Over there, we had plenty of room that way, and he built a big cellar in under the kitchen for the canned stuff. Had him a big apple house. He hauled sawdust and put a wall in it about that wide of sawdust to keep the apples, you know, from freezing.
Did you ever can chestnuts?
No, we just eat them or boil them, you know. We had plenty of them, though.
Did you ever burn? Would you remember ever burning chestnut wood in the fire, or anything about that?
Yeah, it pop and crackle. It was good to start a fire. You know, it burnt quick and soft for kindling.
What about any fencing or anything like that? Was that ever made out of chestnut fencing, or any tools? Do you remember anything about that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you ever remember seeing a chestnut tree being cut down?
I don't know whether they ever did or not. I probably saw them up there and don't remember it.
Do you think, was chestnut a more desirable wood than other kinds of wood, or?
No. Yeah. But it was a soft wood, you know. And it was easy to split. It just split real easy. They just mostly used it for kindling and to start their fires, and cooked with oak or something, you know, or a locust, coal, or what they get a hold of.
Do you think... the chestnut was important to your community and your culture growing up? Or?
Well, it was good, you know, about the hogs and stuff ate them, you know, helped feed them. And we would gather them in and eat them in snacks, you know, during the winter months. And everybody loved chestnuts, but they didn't, many people have chestnut trees, but Pap let his them grow, and we always had plenty of chestnuts.
Why do you think your dad liked chestnuts more than other people?
Well, I don't know, but we just had all that land, and Pap would just put things like that out, you know, for our own use. Mm. We had chestnuts and plenty of pawpaws and hickory nuts and walnuts and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, well. So when you would gather the chestnuts up in the fall, was that sort of like, would everybody get together and do it in a big group, or?
No, just families. Well, nearly everybody had a big family. You didn't need no help. And Pap would get up in the trees with a big long pole, and he'd thrash them out, and us children would pick them up, and we'd put them in sacks and hang them out there in that building.
Would you? Would it still have the burrs on them, the prickly burrs, or would they have?
No, they would. We didn't get that. We just got the chestnut out of that burr. Mm. We didn't put no burrs up.
How did you get the nuts out of the burrs?
Well, when they got ready to fall, they would fall out of them. There wasn't no problem.
Okay.
And if you thrashed them out of the trees, a burr hardly ever fell. Just the nuts would fall.
Okay. Well, were there any like holiday meals or holiday traditions that involved chestnuts?
No, we never did have them. Hmm. Back then, people, if they had them, they just eat them like snacks, you know.
Okay. Were there any like songs or sayings that were about chestnuts or that incorporated chestnuts?
I don't know about that now. Eh.
Well, as far as the blight goes, do you remember what the chestnut blight?
Yeah.
What do you remember
about that? They just all just died, you know, the trees did. I don't know what caused it, but they just died out.
What did people, what did your dad think? What did people say, or what did they think?
Well, after they died, you just could have made wood out of them or something. Nobody said nothing. They just say he had died with a blight. We didn't know what caused the blight or nothing.
Did you know the blight was coming before?
No.
Just suddenly?
Just till it started dying off. Nearly all of them died. All of Aaron had survived it nearly was them that he'd ordered. They lived, but all the others died.
How long did it take for them to die on your dad's
body? I sure don't know, but you know, they died like in a season.
So it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
When it hit them.
Well, how could you tell they were dying? What'd they look like?
Well, the leaves would turn brown, you know, and yellow, and fall off and stuff, and they wouldn't bear nothing.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how people felt? Was it like scary at all, or was it just sort of sad to see them go? Or
I don't know. They just, then when something happened like that, the people just accepted it. Mm-hmm. They didn't know whether. Well, I guess they would have been something you could have gotten sprayed them and saved them, but they didn't know about that.
Were people at all superstitious about it? Did they think it was some?
No, they just thought there's a blight come through and killed them.
Mm. Had that ever happened with any trees before?
Mm-mm.
Or any other?
Not in my lifetime, but I remember when them died. Because we had a big one right there. Side of the house, and it all died, but once we was up there after that, and they was still sprouts on it. I don't know whether it all completely died or not.
Did Herbie work up there yet? Herbie Smith?
Yeah, he works up there at
the
apple shop.
He's a big wheel up there, ain't he?
Yeah, he's somewhat of a big wheel. He's a character. He's a good friend.
Well, you've a whole lot of these mixed up, are you and that dollar hire girl?
Katie, she's up there for a while. Yeah, it's a fun place to be. It's a great place to work. I love what they do, and I feel lucky that I got to work there for a while.
Well, where do you originally live, Somerset or something?
No, my mom moved to Lexington.
Oh.
And so I grew up in Lexington, and then I went to school in Tennessee. Then I came up to Whitesburg to live and work up here for a while, and now I moved back to Tennessee to go to more school.
You married?
No, not married, no.
You won't be up for long. You'll see get one of them dudes. Yeah, there's a bunch of them works up there.
There are some good folks up there.
One of them will hook you up.
Yeah, I need to get hooked up.
Better be careful.
But that happens all the time, don't it?
What's that?
Married.
Yeah, it tends to happen. A lot of my friends are getting married right now.
You don't expect it, and sometimes it'll hit you.
They used to come in here a bunch of them from work at Mountain Eagle.
Uh-huh.
We know all of them. They come here all the time.
To eat, mostly.
Yeah, Granny said you used to write for the Eagle.
Yeah. I do now sometimes. Sure, anything I want people to know.
Hmm. What kind of craft boy is, sir? Was he worked at Apple Shop or Mountain Eagle?
I don't know where he worked.
I
believe he's in the apple shop.
He's a fine boy.
Craft.
He lives over in Drew's house, Drew Frager's house.
Well, what was his name?
Was it Clyde?
No, Clyde was his daddy.
I hope maybe.
Oh, we knowed all of them.
Herbie used to come down here when we was a raising king, make pictures.
I just saw Herbie. I was over
at apple shop.
Yeah, I was at Granny's house, and Herbie was riding up the road, coming back from Carol's. He'd been out there.
You stayed with Geneva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a good one.
She is. She really is.
I've not seen her in a long time.
I know she wanted to come up here, but since I had to run up to the apple shop at about 3 o'clock, she said she didn't. We were worried we'd run out of time. But I'll have to bring her over here sometime in the next week or so. But you just made me think of something. Do you remember ever reading anything in the Eagle paper about the blight or about chestnuts or anything like that?
No. I don't reckon I did. Everybody just accepted it.
You've been up for a long time?
Just a couple years. I worked there for a couple years. And then now I moved back to Tennessee about a year ago. But it's sure good to be back and see everybody again. I missed them all.
Does a whole lot of work up there?
There's maybe 20 or 30.
Well, that's a pretty good batch.
It is, yeah. It's a good crew of folks.
That Phil Premack, do you know him?
Field?
Phil Premack, did you know him?
I don't think so.
He worked up at the Eagle long time.
Kathleen's out in New Mexico, is she?
I don't know if she's out there. Some of them Indians. She married one of them. Kathleen Stanton, she worked up there.
One of the big Indians on the Indian sheep
ranch. A reservation. He had a sheep ranch or something. Now, that's what she wrote. I never did see it.
Wow.
She was something else. They all of them come here, I know. I couldn't tell you where they all come from, but Phil would bring them here. I know once he come, or called first, and there was some people from the Sanger Sewing Machine Company up here for some kind of business. And he wanted me to cook breakfast for them.
You must be a good cook.
They eat, honey. You don't, if they go in there and find a piece of cornbread, they'll get that and stand there and eat it like it's chocolate cake. But I don't pay no attention to them. They know where I keep my bread, and they'll go over and get it and heat the coffee up or something. But now they'll eat any of them well.
Now, who are these folks? Huh? The apple shoppers?
What?
The folks up at Apple Shop, or who are you talking about?
Well, they work at that Phil Premack. He worked at the Apple Shop and the Eagle Paper, and I don't know where all he worked, but he's back in Massachusetts now.
Wow,
geez.
There's a lot of employees at Apple Shop, ain't they?
What's that?
Workers.
Said,
there's 20 or 30.
I know there was.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah, it's a good, there's a lot of people there, really. I was just, so you said that you remembered a big chestnut tree next to your house that had died.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they did with it? They just let it die, or they cut it?
I guess they finally cut it for wood or something, you know. It was a big one.
How big?
I don't know, honey, but it was a big one. It was a, he'd ordered it.
Mm.
It's a brought on tree.
Okay.
They'd say brought on trees. But he got everything he could, you know, strange. He had little orange trees. He planted orange seeds, and the season wasn't long enough. But they'd just get about like a lemon. Them made the best drink you ever drunk. And then we had a big cider mill. He would grind his apples up and make vinegar. You know, you could put it in them jars and it would
mm-hmm.
make you drunk when you drunk it 3 or 4 days. But he made his own vinegar and had that cider mill. And when me and George, as my younger brother, wanted apple cider or something, we'd just go out to one of the apple trees and get us a sack full and come in and make a kettle of cider.
Yeah,
it would foam when it would go out in the kettle. He had all of that, but after we married and Mommy married and left, and then Henry, Brother Henry, married into a bad family, and they destroyed everything like that. It was up there. Pap had a pretty wagon. He bought a new wagon, and he had any kind of plow he wanted, and mowings, and all of that.
What were your parents' names?
Huh?
What were your parents' names?
Jesse and Mary Cottle. Mommy was a miller. Jesse called on Mary Miller. And then after Pap died, she married Alamander Caldwell. I never did go around them no more. And then when he died, we had this little house built up here in our garden, a little two-room house. And Mommy moved her stuff into that little house, and I took care of her till she died. And
you still hooked up her?
Huh?
I said, you still hooked up her. You better be careful what you say.
Who?
You. I said, you still hooked up her.
I'm recording,
all
yeah.
That.
So
well, I ain't saying nothing. I don't say nothing ain't right. But I just never did fool with her after she married. Of course, she would come to our house then when the train killed him. And when that happened, we moved her in with us over in the holler. And then we come over here, and she come Let's see now. I wish she went to mother, sisters then, and then we had that little house built up there, and she put enough of her stuff up there. She lived up there.
When's the seed time in the apple shop?
It was last weekend. You just missed it. Comus was down there. Comus Ison was down there dancing at the square dance. Dancing up a storm. Y'all know Comus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, I guess he's related to
Jake. They have a lot of programs there, don't
they? Mm-hmm, they do. Yeah. Y'all listen to the radio station ever? WMMT?
No,
they
we
got
don't.
A pretty good radio station. They play a lot of bluegrass and all kinds of stuff.
But we don't play the radio much. We just mostly watch the TV. We play it in the morning to get the funerals, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I just have a few more questions about chestnuts, but I'm wondering, so after the chestnut was blighted and all that, does anybody ever talk about the chestnut anymore? Do you ever hear people mention it or
hardly ever. They just hang. What you get now, you buy them out of the store, you know. We buy them sometimes.
How do you fix them?
Well, we generally just eat them raw or boil them or something.
Do they taste as good as...
Yeah, they're good.
Do they taste like the ones you had growing up?
No, they're different, a little. I guess they're more tame or something. The ones that just growed up now, they wasn't too big, but they was awful sweet. They had a good sweet taste. Mm. But we'd pick them things up with the sackfuls and hang them up out in the buildings and just eat on them all winter.
Mm. So after the chestnut was gone, was there any other... Nuts or trees, lumber that replaced it? Or what did you use instead? What did you feed your hogs on?
Well, we all bought feed for Aaron, and when we lived up in Cotton Patch, we fed a lot of apples to them. We had so many apples. But me and Clarence now, we all just bought a feed and corn for our hogs. Hmm. We ain't killed Aaron in a while, but gee, we used to kill big ones.
I bet.
You got any brother or sister?
Two little sisters.
Two brothers. Does your mother still live in Lexington?
She does, yeah, she does. Yeah, they're still there. Did people just leave all those dead chestnut timbers to rot in the woods?
Or get them out for wood. You know, they made good wood to start fires. They caught fire so quick. They used them mostly, you know, to start their fires.
Is Donnie got any kids home now?
No, they're all in South Carolina. Yeah.
Who's that?
Donald Gay, my uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he live on Kingdom Come?
He does, right up from Granny.
I thought he did.
Yeah, right below her. When was last time?
His wife, a nurse at the hospital.
She is, Leanna. She's kind of a head nurse or something. She's kind of up in the nurse.
I ain't seen Donnie in a long time.
Yeah? When was last time y'all ever on Kingdom Come?
He's busy.
He is real busy, yeah. He stays real busy.
He's a moneymaker.
Yeah, he stays real busy.
Well, if anybody wants to work, there's plenty of work if they want to get out and get it. They can't blame no work because anybody that wants to work, most of them's got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Clarence worked 42 years in the coal mines and he retired.
Wow.
Donnie Gay used to keep all of his machinery up here beside the road. Where did he move it to?
I don't know. He's got some out by his house.
Made him get out of there, did he? The state?
I don't know. I don't quite know.
I don't know.
I don't know where he keeps it.
He used to keep it up there inside of Farmer's Supply.
Yeah, he did. And I don't know where he keeps it. Now, maybe I don't know if he owned that land or if he rented it out from them or what. Well, they're actually trying to restore there's a group of folks who are trying to restore the chestnut tree back to the wild. Do you know anything about that?
That what?
There's a group of folks, the Chestnut Foundation, and they're trying to restore the American chestnut tree back into the wild and make it blight resistant. Have you
I
ever heard
never
anything?
heard nothing about that.
Well, they're trying to do that, and they've actually got a tree. It's an
That.
American chestnut, but they've got it to where it's blight resistant,
Oh.
and they're ready to start trying to reintroduce it back into the wild in the
Yeah.
mountains. And so I've been asking people what they think about that. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I guess it would be all right. Nobody wouldn't get out there and hunt them.
Yeah, that's my next question. Do you think people would use it the same way they did when you were young?
No. You know, all of that back then was used for wood and stuff that way. And now you don't hardly see a wood burning stove. We've got an electric stove, but we got a wood burning stove in our kitchen too, so when the power goes off, we can eat. And then we use this one in here, but we got a heat pump out there in the back when it ain't too cold. We got plenty of heat. And when the power's off, you see, we could heat these up.
So so why do you think these people would want to restore the tree?
I don't know, honey. People's funny. I hate to see stuff destroyed. If it was used for something useful now, that would be different. But just to do something to destroy it, now, I don't believe in that.
What do you mean, do something to destroy
Well,
it?
you know, just cut it down for wood or some. It'll just destroy it, you know, and don't use it for no useful purpose.
Was there ever anything, have you ever heard of anybody trying to bring any other kind of species back like that? Well, say that there were chestnut trees back in the woods like there were when you were growing up. How do you think people would, do you think people would do anything with them, or would they?
Well, they wouldn't go and pick them up. But the squirrels might could live pretty good.
Yeah. Do you think people would use the lumber like they used to?
No, they'd never raise that much. You know, the lumber's all brought in now, the work's out of it. If you got the money to buy it, get anything you want. But lumber's high.
Do you think that because people, when you were growing up, kind of relied on the chestnut as a food and as a.
Well, they would leave them. It was good a feed for hogs and stuff that way, you know. And the hogs would just run out in the pastures, and the chestnut trees, you know, was just out in the pastures and everywhere, and the hogs would eat them. They'd let them run out, you know, till they. Up about September or something, and then they'd bring them in and put them in the pen and fatten them on out with corn before they killed them.
Were hogs.
That's that clock.
Well, were hogs fattened with chestnuts? Do they taste different than hogs fattened on corn or feed?
I don't know now about that. Would there been any difference, Clarence, if hogs eat a lot of chestnuts and stuff about the meat?
What?
If hogs eat a lot of chestnuts and nuts and the stuff, would the meat taste any different than if you fattened them just on corn?
I guess it's all about the same. Them chestnuts was mighty near like corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's solid, you know, and Akron. And Joe Roberts seen an old colored fella over there at Pound, Virginia, and he's telling, said, what happened to the meat that you can't smell of the frying out too far away from the house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that old colored fella was old, and said, he said, well, can't you, didn't you know? Said, the chestnuts and stuff is all gone.
And that flavor's not
said
there.
That flavor went with him. And he knows what he's talking about. But the collie come in then after all these chestnuts.
The hogs and took a collar and killed them out.
They eat that and that husk, fuzz and stuff off them chestnuts. They took this collie, they called it the collie.
It
and
killed.
They all died out, the hogs would. My daddy lost, oh, big gangs of them, where they run out of them chestnuts. I think he said he had the oldest gang of hogs there was, and they all died out but one. And he thought he was going to die, and he poured a bottle of turpentine down in his. And he said that he got over it. He saved it. He didn't know whether that had anything to do with it or not, but said he saved it. She never died.
So you're saying the hogs would eat the chestnut?
Oh,
spines?
Lord, yeah, they eat the chestnuts.
But the chestnut burrs?
No, just the chestnut. They didn't. No, but nothing eat that burr.
No, ain't nothing eat them burrs. them turkeys eat them chestnuts. Them wild turkeys. Man, they eat them. Swallow them whole. I've killed a many pheasant. Had a acorn in his
neck.
Where they swallowed them.
Clarence don't hunt, though, anymore. He can't see too good, and he can't hear too good, and he just don't hunt. He ain't able to get about, but boy, he used to hunt. Mm. Get up like going to work and get out before daylight to get early start.
You know, there ain't many people older than we are. I'm 92 past.
Wow.
But I still got pretty good sense.
Yeah.
I hope we keep what little we got till we leave here.
Geneva's in her 80s, ain't she?
Geneva, she's 84.
I know she had to be up there about George's age. Her and George and Harding and all of them's about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
George is my brother,
you
baby.
Get old Hardy?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. I saw him earlier. He's out mowing the field.
He's pretty sharp on the old stuff.
Yeah, he said he remembered him pretty well. I'm going to go talk to him. Well, do you have any advice for these people who are trying to bring back the chestnut? Anything that you think, any concerns or?
I wish they could be brought back for the nothing else, just the enjoyment of the people. If they could go out and hunt them, you know, and eat them and everything. I guess that's about all they ever done with them. I never knowed of them cooking with them or nothing, but I guess they did. But you see, that was back in the early years.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. Well, that was good. Do you have any other things you can remember? Any old stories from your childhood that involved chestnut trees or anything like that? Anything coming
No, honey, I can't. I don't reckon.
Well, no, that was great. You gave me a lot of good stories.
But if you think of anything and want to call, if I know, I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. I'll remember that. I think my favorite story that you told me was about your dad cutting out the chestnut orchard. That's pretty neat. I've not heard of anybody doing that so far.
Yeah, it would start fast to burn that chestnut wood, and they'd use it for little kindling, you know, to start their fires before they laid their oak wood and stuff they cooked with on.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really neat. Well, I think that's that.
Okay, honey.
All right. Thank
you. I might have helped you, but I doubt it.
Oh, no, you certainly helped. Okay. That'll be right there. And I'm wondering if I can... I'm going to record it on this thing, too. That's okay. Let me see. One minute. Was that over... Were you over in Wise at that time?
He can't hear good.
Oh, okay. Okay, will you tell me what you said about that colored man and the chestnut logs and everything?
Get over there where you can hear one of you. You gotta talk kind of loud, honey. He can't hear too good.
Okay, will you tell me again about the colored man and what he said about the chestnut, or how the hogs tasted?
The colored man.
He said all the flavor went out when the chestnuts went out. Well, the meat, and the wild acorn, all that kind of stuff. Said that's what put the flavor in the meat.
And what did he say about you being to smell, being able to smell the chest, smell the
smell good? That ham of frying smelled good. He said you could smell it way off.
And now you can't hardly smell it in the other room.
Okay. All right, yeah, that was interesting. So it doesn't smell as strong as it used to.
The flavor's all gone, you know, out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Them old people didn't have much choice. They had to live on what the best they had. Wasn't much money.
Mm-hmm. And the ham and stuff that way, that was saved for breakfast.
They had their own meat, own meal, milk, butter, eggs, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin, quishaw. They'd ride that pumpkin on the fireplaces. Put a quilting frame up and tie it on each end and cut that pumpkin round and hang it on that in front
over
of that fire. Hit and get
that's
hard, dry, you know.
Whoa.
I never knew could like it, but they liked it. They didn't know they'd eat it.
But now we love pumpkin or cushion pie. But you know, it's got all the
suffer them apples, put them in a crock and set sulfur for, put in down in there and change the flavor of them, you know, the apples. Well, they turn them white, it fry them, that was good.
Yeah, that sounds
good. That butter.
That sounds great. Yeah, it's been so nice to meet you.
That's old time.
Yeah.
When the first layer of your apples, you just put them up to the top of your teacup, and you built a fire, and when it burned out, you covered that over and brought your teacup up another layer and put another layer of apples till you got your crock full.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that sulfur... it would bring the juice out of them apples, and it would be over top of them apples.
Pickle them beans and that kraut, and put a big rock on top of that kraut, that crock, hold it down, and he'd freeze over, you know. Sit down in a smokehouse.
And they called them tater holes and stuff sass holes. Somebody went summers and they'd hold their taters up, said they's about to starve to death, said the sass holes had froze up and they couldn't get hit the taters.
No. Oh no.
Yeah, that was good eating, I guess.
Sounds like it.
Shell out of them beans. They could really raise beans back in them days.
Never had no bugs. You just put them out, they raised them. Well, they would, you know what I'm talking about, them wooden flour barrels, you know, if the old people had, I guess Maddie had them over there. And, you know, they'd haul out enough of them dried beans, they'd fill them barrels full to eat on that winter. Wasn't no bugs, and all hit raised them.
Do y'all still do a garden at all, or?
Yeah, we raise a little garden.
Good. Yeah.
Don't take much for us now. And I can a few things, and then we've got 3 deep freezers.
Whoa, 3?
I've
missed the coal miner. I saw ever I know, ever I worked at a coal mine. But it paid off when I got old.
Yeah, good.
UMW.
Yeah.
Come in.
Now we got our hospital, and you go in the hospital, don't care how long you stay, you pay $5.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's where it's in the union.
That's good.
I worked 42 years in a mine.
Wow, which mine?
Sand Lake Coal Company. I had 27 years up there, but I worked a lot of different places.
Wow.
I had enough up there for my pension.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I'm so glad to have met you guys.
Yeah, that, in the end, it helps you. It's good to have it, I'll tell you. That doctor bill, hospital, all, anything you want, you know, I pay no glasses.
Was anybody coming after you?
Me? Shouldn't be.
No. Somebody come over there and turned, went back out. I don't know who it was.
Nobody for me, I don't think.
No, it went back out. It wasn't nobody coming here, I don't guess. I guess a lot of them comes up to wrong places.
Mm.
Are there a lot of young boys working up there?
There's a couple.
Look out.
Well, she survived this long. She may know how to dodge them.
Pretty girl, it's hard to get away from them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. But,